Club 104.7, Andy and Mel.
It's drink.
Okay, that I'm not even going to argue that one because I didn't even touch a button that time.
I just started talking
like I turned on the microphones.
Touching the microphone.
Yeah, that's a total drink. Good morning, Tiff. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Are we playing drinking games?
Well,
at 8:08 in the morning.
We sort of have an Andy and Mel drinking game. Basically, anytime we screw something up,
we yell drink on each other,
and
then we score it by the week.
And a microphone error on my part is usually the one I get.
Yeah, the most. Probably.
But usually I at least attempt to hit the buttons.
Yeah, that time
I didn't even try.
Nice.
He started saying Hot 104.7.
Yeah, you heard it on
and
the
he
phone.
Hadn't even
I heard
heard
it.
Yeah.
I heard it coming through. But I just, you know, I roll with it. Whatever. I don't point out people's, you know, oopsie daisies.
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny, though.
We've got a couple of people on the line ready to go here, but I have a question first. Did you hear the story about Kesha and how she had sex with a ghost?
What?
Yeah. She claims that she had sex with a ghost. Is there any credence to this whatsoever?
I like to have two ways. Do I really believe that she did? No, I don't believe that she did from a psychic perspective. I think that the chick is a little intoxicated frequently. Just the read that I get. But you know, there are like in the paranormal world, there are tons and tons and tons and tons of stories of that happening. There's incubus and succubus, and that's kind of what happens.
Thought succubus was the girl your buddy's dating that you can't stand.
Wow. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take
it. We were curious.
I just wanted a little perspective on it, and I figured you'd know better than anybody else I know. So
hammered and.
Okay.
I think she's crazy.
Yeah,
okay,
well.
So we have got, let's see, Rochelle, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Morning. Tiff is on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, sweetie.
I met a guy a couple weeks ago, and we've been talking on the phone, and I finally met him this last week, and we just really seem to have a connection. I'm just wondering if you can see it as maybe long-term.
Sweetie, you're trailing off. I'm sorry. What you met him this week?
Talk with your mouth, not your neck, please.
I met him a couple weeks ago, we've been talking on the phone, and I'm just wondering if you can see it as something long-term, maybe not marriage, but something that's going to be happening.
Okay, what's your qualifier for long-term? Because some people long-term is 2 months, some people long-term is 10 years, so where are you at?
Oh, at least six months to a year.
Honestly, I don't see it lasting that long. So I'm going to say no, it's more in the short term. But I don't see it as like 2 dates and it's over. So it doesn't mean that you shouldn't pursue it and enjoy the moment, but I just don't see it being the forever nor long-term situation.
Well, okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Rochelle.
Thanks, Rochelle.
We've got Lisa on the phone. How are you, Lisa?
Yes, I am.
Tiff is on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Tiff. I am 34 weeks pregnant, and I am wondering if I'm having a little girl or a little boy.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, congratulations. And
I am
getting a little boy.
A little boy. Okay.
I am. Yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Lisa, by that reaction, I'm guessing you already have boys?
I do have a little boy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, she didn't sound exactly thrilled.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm still happy, but...
Yeah.
Blah, blah, healthy, 10 fingers, 10 toes.
Yeah.
You heard it. You wanted a little girl. That's okay.
You'll just have to have another one.
I don't think my husband's going to be up for that.
Well, thanks.
His limit.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Lisa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. I really kind of find it annoying the people that think like, oh, you have two, so you're done automatically.
Some people want to be done at two.
I know.
I think that that's just kind of the number that a lot of people limit.
I know, but when you tell them you're having your third, they look at you like you just grew a second head.
Really?
You know?
I think it's just
telling them you're psychic. Don't just happen to me.
Yeah,
I honestly think that though the norm is like a four-person family. You know, the two kids.
I totally agree.
You know? And so that's why when you have more than that, people are like, Really?
Is that what you wanted?
Is that what you wanted?
Was it a mistake?
Yeah. That's basically what some woman asked my wife, so.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
An old bitty.
That's the front freaking door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rude. Mm-hmm. I hate rude.
I know.
I don't
like it either. So we'll take some more calls. If you would like to talk to Psychic Tiff this morning, you have a question for her, give us a shout, 361-5557.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We're going to top out at 820. It is 825. We're going to top out at 52 today.
Drink.
We got Psychic Tiff on with us, and we'll take a couple more calls here. Justice is on the phone. How are you, Justice?
Good.
Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, thanks. Tiffany, my husband and I are also expecting. We're having twins in March.
Wow.
Yeah, it's baby 3 and 4.
Ooh.
You're busy.
I was so afraid of that happening. I don't mean to like pile on or anything, Justice, but I was like, okay, I definitely want one more, but I don't want two more at once.
Yeah.
Well, our first two are 15 and 13 years old. So it's like starting over.
Oh, baby, wow, you're getting slammed.
Baby jail.
Think about how skinny you're going to be running after two twins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, not that you aren't already, but that's where I would have to go with it.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
So I was curious if you could help me out with what we're having.
Oh, I was getting girls all day long. I thought you already knew.
No, No.
I'm seeing girl, buy pink.
Oh, good. Good deal. I'm happy. My husband might be a little awestruck, but I'm happy.
Are your two older kids boys?
Girls.
Oh, so you're going to have four girls.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Your husband is going to lose his mind.
Oh, boy.
I think secretly he was kind of hoping there'd be a boy in there.
Yeah.
I think we all do. Well, thank you for the call, Justice.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Man, for one of the most cliched questions we get, that was like the best baby what are we having call ever.
It really was. And, you know, all I could think about was, oh, my God, they're going to be the Kardashians. You know? And her husband's going to be like Bruce Jenner, who is the nicest guy on television. You have to feel sorry for him, though, like,
oh,
90%
yeah.
of the time.
I do. Not so much for his girls and stepdaughters, but so his wife is why I feel sorry for him. Let's grab another one here. How about a 4.7? What is your first name?
Lynn.
Lynn, you're on the line with Tiff. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I just have problems with my ex-husband and wondering if in the near future I can get my kids on a more full-time basis.
Ooh, and I'm sorry, sweetie. That's never, ever fun. Do I think you can get... Yeah, and I think it's going to happen pretty readily, and I'm not saying that your ex-husband is a total crap bag or anything, but I don't feel like the custody... issue will be something that you have to like fight tooth and nail over. I feel like it's going to pretty easily happen. So bravo.
Good.
Okay.
That's good news.
Thanks for the call, Lynn.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Tiff. Well, thank you for calling in again.
No, thank you guys for having me. It's always a blast.
So next week you're going to be in town on the 13th. Tell us more information about that. It's a group gallery, right?
It is a group gallery. I wish I, it's part of the Body Lab event. You can go to psychictiffevents.com and get more information. The gallery is going to be at, oh gosh,
the Sioux Falls Convention
Center.
Right.
It's $25 if you pre-register, $30 at the door if we have seats available. And I'm telling you, we're already half full. So, and we're still, you know, a little bit over a week out. So I wouldn't be surprised if it does get totally full.
Okay. What time is it again on the 13th?
10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. at the convention center. Okay.
At the convention center. Yeah. So bright and early. It's going to be a blast. And there's, you know, Body Lab brings in great people. There's going to be other lectures. There's going to be a paranormal lecture. There's going to be a lecture, I believe, on like angels and stuff. And it's just, it's a ridiculous little fee. I think it's $5 just to get in. So, and I think the first 25 people get gift bags too. So,
cool.
It's pretty awesome.
All right. Very cool. Well, psychictiff.com, your website, or Psychic Tiff Events. I didn't know you had two of them.
Buy tickets for the gallery next weekend. It's psychictiffevents.com.
All right. Very cool. Well, Tiff, good to talk to you again. We'll talk to, well, we'll hopefully see you next weekend. All right.
I would love it.
All right. We'll see you, Tiff.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:43. We're going to top out of 52 today. A little bit chilly out there. We had Psychic Tiff on. If you missed her, 2 weeks from now, you'll be able to call in again, or you can stop by.
Not even 2 weeks.
Well, 2 weeks from today, she'll be on the air with us again.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought you meant she's going to be in town.
That was what I was going to say next.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Week from Saturday.
Yes.
At the convention center, psychictiffevents.com to get tickets for that. If you want to go check her out there. So I'm really struggling not to go off on that.
I know. Me as well.
Yeah.
Too, you know, dim to know how to respond back to that one though.
Anyway. So there is a 42-year-old police sergeant in Houston, Texas. Her name is Stacy Searle. She's a 20-year veteran of the force. And at night, she likes to work as a model.
Okay.
Including nude modeling.
Oh.
And other assorted types of modeling.
Okay.
When the higher-ups at the Houston Police Department found out she had been modeling online, some of it, you know, nude, they were not terribly okay with it. The department's conduct policy bans employees from doing anything, quote, that would degrade or bring disrespect upon the employee or the department. And the chief said that having nude photos online qualifies. Stacy's been suspended from her job and could be dismissed after an investigation. And since the scandal broke, she pulled her profile from the website modelmayhem.com. But several photos are still circulating online.
Hmm.
So let's pretend you're in her shoes. You've been a cop for 20 years.
Okay.
And you're doing nude modeling on the side.
I don't know how that's any of their business. She's not doing anything illegal.
No.
She's not breaking the law.
No.
I mean, she's just doing a part-time job, really. I don't know how it's any of their business.
I see why they're, you know, I mean, nude modeling doesn't exactly come off as being the highest moral thing in the world to do.
No, but a lot of times it's art.
I could see why a police chief would not care for one of his officers doing that, but
it's still none of their business.
Yeah, I totally agree. I have absolutely no idea what to think about this. It does seem a little unfair.
It's a part-time job. It's considered art.
Could be.
Many times. I mean, it's not like she's doing porn. She's doing nothing illegal.
Well, some of it is kinda, from the sounds of it.
Okay.
I just didn't get into the details.
But it's not illegal.
No.
So, I don't know. I mean, I don't think they can really, she could probably sue.
This is one where I would rack myself up on the fence. Because I don't know which way to go.
I'm going to go that I think she has a right to do it as long as she's not breaking into law.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like she is trying to go along with what they are asking her to do if she's pulled her profile and stuff.
Right.
So, and, you know, an employer does have a right to hold whatever standard they want to.
True.
For their employees.
I suppose. You know?
I mean, yeah, she's free to do it, but, you know.
But do they have a say what you do in your free time?
Yeah, to some extent, yes, they do.
Kind of, but, I mean, not in that situation. If she wants to model, she should be able to model.
Well, yeah, I don't think they'd have a problem with her being in a Sears catalog. At all.
It's her freedom of expression.
I know. I know this is where you want to give the finger to the man.
Yeah. I do.
Because someone's saying no.
I have a tendency to do that.
Yeah. But Yeah, I get why they're doing it.
Wait, I understand that she's an officer of the law.
Yeah.
But she's not breaking any laws.
I would like to know what other people think because I can't make up my mind about it. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
The Hot Morning.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:55, up to 52 today. There's a story about the gal who is she's a police officer in Houston, and she's been doing some nude modeling, including some bondage and fetish modeling. Her modeling name is Tesoro.
Mm.
Tesoro.
Okay.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it looks like
we'll go with it.
Tesoro. Her name is Stacy.
Okay.
So she has been suspended from her job and could be dismissed after an investigation. She pulled her profile off a website called modelmayhem.com. And there's still photos circulating of her on the internet, though, after this publicity broke. And this is one of those deals. I see both sides of it completely. I really don't know what to think. Mel doesn't like being told what to do. So she's like, well, she's going to do whatever she wants to.
I just don't think it's any of their business.
But you could argue that it is reflection on the police department.
What if she did it before she was hired?
Well, I think that would be different, but she's currently doing it. It would be in the past.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
it still wouldn't be considered then morally wrong, even though she had done it before.
If you're not actively doing it. And I'm not saying it's morally wrong either.
I just show me the place in their handbook that says thou shalt not pose for nude pictures.
Well, what the policy does say is it bans employees from doing anything that would, quote, degrade or bring disrespect upon the employee or the department.
That's a matter of opinion.
Correct. And in their opinion, it does. So
one person's opinion.
But they're the employer.
Right.
So there's
one person's opinion.
Theirs is the one that counts because they're the boss. You really hate being told what you can and can't do, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dylan's
on the phone. How are you, Dylan?
Good. You know, what I want to know is which one of the police sergeants, were the ones looking on the website to find this picture.
Dang right. Pervs.
I mean, what were they doing on the website?
Pervs.
Yeah.
that was my question about the whole thing. I think it's, in a way, I agree a little bit. I mean, yeah, it's kind of bullcrap in a way, but, I mean, she could do other kind of modeling that's not nude if she wanted.
Right.
She could, but maybe that's what she wants to do. It's a freedom of expression.
Yeah, but just like freedom of speech, it doesn't mean there isn't consequences from things that you say.
That is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a tough situation, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can see where the sergeant's coming from because he wants to set an example for other workers in a way, too. But I don't know. I guess it's pretty tough to really pick a side, I guess.
It is. It's tough. Thanks for the call, Dylan.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Leah is on the phone. How are you, Leah?
Good. You're talking about the cop?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking it's probably the same as like any social media site. A lot of companies and businesses don't want their associates, waiters, and everything like that putting crap on Twitter or Facebook. So, I mean, it's like a new thing kind of that's coming out that would be pretty comparable.
Yeah, like the drunken photos on Facebook or whatever.
Exactly. Like, you don't want that on Facebook because businesses and employers don't want that. So it'd be along the same lines. I mean, I don't necessarily think that it's any of their business anyway, but
at the same time, she's still representing the police department.
Exactly. Yeah.
On her off time, though?
When you take a job, that's what you are doing. You're taking that office and you have to take responsibility for it.
Well, Mel, when you're not at work, are you still representing the radio station?
I am, but I think that that's a little different.
Okay. Well, go upstairs and ask the boss how he'd feel if you started doing nude modeling.
No, I'm saying what I do is different than what she's doing. Or
right.
If somebody works at an office as a secretary, different?
It is different. She's doing nude modeling online versus having just a part-time job in a store. I mean, that is kind of different.
But if it specifically says in their handbook, you cannot pose naked.
Well, and I'm sure she's part of the police union, so I'm sure that's going to be part of this too. Thank you so much for the call, Leah.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think this is going to be a really interesting story to follow because
my point is, like, somebody like me posing naked would not be a good idea.
I got a text here that said, how would a perp take her serious after seeing that.
She's got handcuffs and a gun.
You have a point.
Duh.
If her work has a code of conduct, she needs to follow it. That was a text from Heather. I agree.
I don't think, like, to me, I think she's doing it more. It's like an art.
Her Jess has kind of a funny email here. Her motto: to protect, serve, and arouse. Yeah, I don't know. If she was using the uniform as a prop, then I could see it. Otherwise, I agree with Mel that she isn't breaking laws. That's true. None of the photos were of her in a police uniform.
Then they really, I don't think, have anything.
You got to admit, if she was in a, even if it's a fake cop uniform, not her actual one, but if she was in like a costume.
Right.
You would have to admit that.
That'd be a little worse because then that would be putting.
A direct reflection.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I have no idea what to think about it. I completely see both sides. I don't know. Anyway, music coming up. We will get to Taylor Swift, also Neon Trees next. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.